Stay in touch with us on Facebook and Instagram at Unique Yet Connected.
You are now listening to the 37th episode of Unique Yet Connected podcast. The theme for this episode is, I'm here to give you all that you need. Yeah, right. A prosperous and a happy new year to you brilliant souls in and around the world. Nolita Kozwa Fenton is my name, Dolokaz is my clan name, and this is episode 37. A warm welcome to Unique Yet Connected podcast, where we treat our episodes as mini workshops so we can best share the wisdom of systemic family constellations. Thank you for joining our movement of translating this wisdom into a practical language that all of us can easily understand, and most importantly, implement in our daily lives. The theme for our New Year episode 37 is, I'm here to give you all that you need. Yeah, right. Remember, when you comment, ask questions, share, and like our content and links, you help us grow together, and there wouldn't be a podcast without you, myself, Kinga, Nick, the ones who came before us, and Bert Hellinger, the founder of the work that is most fulfilling for Kinga and I. And as always, Kinga is on the other side of the virtual. Hi, Kings, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hello, dear listeners. Thank you for your contribution in helping us to be chosen into the top 10 South Africa family podcast by FeedSpot. You are our inspiration in building and opening up the theme about the laws of love and romantic relationships. Please continue to share your questions, comments, and insights on uniqueyetconnected@gmail.com and on WhatsApp at 076-289-6670. Join our monthly virtual connection circle every last Tuesday evening of the month. To receive your link, subscribe on our website www.uniqueyetconnected.com or check for updates on our socials at uniqueyetconnected.
Or you can simply drop us a WhatsApp message so we can share the link with you, dear listener. Our WhatsApp number is again 076-289-6670. 076-289-6670. We are still opening up the signs of codependent behavior, and a lot has come up for me and I'm still processing. And if you need support in any way during this processing time, remember that we are here for you.
Yes, we have established in the previous episodes that people can exhibit codependency in different ways and at varying levels. In this episode, we carry on reading through and discussing the list of the signs of codependent behavior by Erica Swinley. You might recognize a little bit of yourself in all the criteria on the list, but it doesn't mean that if you tick the box of a codependent person, a certain amount of discernment is called for why you are working with this list. Questions to be asked: how much of this point is actually talking about me? How much does it feel like a true statement about me? In the past episodes, we have started to assess the points by the criteria of whether this feels very much like me or a little bit like me or not at all like me. You can scale them between 1 and 10, 1 being not at all like me and 10 exactly like me. Pause the podcast and bring your notebook to start the work if you haven't already brought your notebook. And this can give you a bird's eye view. What is really going on with you and codependency? What is your relationship with it? You will be able to see if you are extremely codependent in many areas or if you are codependent in some areas of your life but not in others. Let's read through the list and some signs of codependent behavior.
Let's all fill into what comes up as we go through this episode. Take it away, Kings.
Thank you. Here they come, lacking boundaries between yourself and others. Blurring lines in relationships, you struggle to see where you end and the other person begins. Feeling low self-esteem, feeling rejection and abandonment. We have worked through these points in episode 35, and you are welcome to go back to the episode to listen to them. Then in episode 36, we looked at apologizing or accepting blame to avoid conflict, being who someone else wants you to be, ignoring your own needs, putting other people's needs before your own. And in this episode, we start to look into anticipating and reacting to someone else's needs, which may be perceived accurately or not. Feeling like you have lost your sense of self, needing to control, including making decisions for others or managing them. Doing things for people that make you feel uncomfortable, just to make them happy. Taking on too much. Basing your mood on how someone else feels, not your own emotion. Resenting not receiving appreciation for your action.
The list is indeed comprehensive, and I've recognized some of the codependent behaviors from my past version, and also quite a few that still exist in me. In this episode, we start with opening up, anticipating and reacting to someone else's needs, which may be perceived accurately or not.
So let me ask you a few questions that will help us to open up this point from the list. Are you an anxious person? Do you worry a lot? Are you constantly on the lookout for danger? Do you try to manipulate the people's reactions around you by only communicating with them what you believe will get you the results you want?
I thought this one would be more about catering to someone else's needs without being asked to. I'm surprised by the questions and trying to figure out how they relate to this type of a codependent behavior. That is, anticipating and reacting to someone else's needs, which may be perceived accurately or not. May you please clarify that before I respond to the question?
Yes, I understand on the surface, this looks like being an overly giving person who makes it a mission to try to please the people around her. A thoughtful and caring person who gives everyone's supposed needs a priority over her own needs. But why would she do that? Nolly, would you share your thoughts about this? What do you think?
Okay, maybe to be liked or loved by others, and also looking for that outside confirmation that you are a good person. So to me, it sounds like it's tied into people pleasing.
Emotional needs are something which consciously or subconsciously pushes us to try to fulfill them. We need it for our emotional survival in this world. A want also pushes us, but in a different way. It will not shape our life. It is a fleeting thing that disappears as soon as we get what we wanted. Needs are driving our lives, yet they are more often than not concealed from us. Wants are known to us, and they are often get confused with needs. The easiest way to separate them is by the length and level of contentment their fulfillment brings into our life. So just an example, because I used to have panic attacks, so I'm just going to go there, that when you are healed from your reoccurring panic attacks, that has a long-lasting positive effect on your life. And for this to happen, a core hurt has to be healed in you. But when I buy a new car, the excitement and the pleasure hardly ever lasts longer than a year, if that long. So this is a want and not a need. Anticipating needs goes beyond servitude. Servitude caters more for the wants and less for the needs. Your guest wants to have a cappuccino for breakfast with scrambled eggs and rye bread on toast. A person who wants to please will go buy all these things so she can cater to her guests. Am I right?
Yes, yes, you are.
So maybe this guest's wants are very specific about the temperature of the cappuccino or how the cappuccino should look like. Some people would not eat the eggs if they were not cooked exactly the way they like it. I'm talking about myself. Or if they don't like one vegetable you mixed into the scrambled eggs, then they will not eat the whole thing. These are not the needs of your guests, but wants. You try to cater for the needs, yet you end up catering to their wants. What could be a need of this person who is so specific about the food they eat? They more than probably need to be seen and matter. You may be anticipating that the food is a need for them, and when you cater to their liking, they will be pleased with you. But you will get hurt by them when they do not recognize your efforts. So let's say if both parties' needs happen to be the need to be seen, then they both are so preoccupied to get what they need that they will not be able to see the other person's need and give it to each other. So you asked me why I'm asking about worry and anxiousness, because even though you are trying to anticipate what the other person needs, you keep on getting it wrong. The need is the void, and you're trying to fill a void in someone else. The question to contemplate on is it possible for us to see someone else's void?
No, it's not possible.
What void are we going to see?
If I'm constantly trying to please someone who has this need, this void that I don't know about, I'm going to feel like they're ungrateful because they are never satisfied. So it's like filling a bottomless void.
Yeah, yes, this is true. And just going back to the question, whose void are we trying to fill? Can you fill another person's void?
No, we can't, not at all.
When we are trying to fill a void for someone else or in someone else, even with our best intention, we will fail. It is because by default, we make our assumptions based on that the other person's needs are the same as ours.
And yes, I hear that, yes, because I can only know my void.
So if your core need is to be seen, this is what you will try to give to the other person. And in return, you would also like to be seen back.
Ah, that makes so much sense.
At the bottom line, all your efforts of getting a cappuccino machine, making a cappuccino for this one guest and this one event only happens because of your need is to be seen.
But then what happens with this thing about teaching people how you would like to be treated? Where does it fit in all of this? Telling the person to do the cappuccino in a specific way, is you saying to this person, this is how I like it done for me. So, yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but we started with the statement of anticipating and reacting to someone else's need, making the cappuccino for someone to hint that I would like you to recognize and repay me by making a cappuccino for me next time. This is speaking about something that I asked in the last question at the beginning when we started the episode, which was, do you try to manipulate the people's reaction around you by only communicating with them what you believe will get you the results you want? You want this person to put in the same effort taking care of you as you put in for them, but that is not communicated in a direct way. Which would be to say that I have a feeling that you are not making as much effort to please me as I do for you. And I admit that I am pleasing you so you can please me back in the same way. This sounds a bit sad, am I right? It sounds like, oh my God, I have my selfish reasons to serve you.
Yes, yes, it does.
The anticipation is the one that brings in the anxiousness. We are anxious because we cannot possibly really feel someone else's need. We might meet a person who has exactly the same need that needs to be fulfilled like ours. In this scenario, there is nothing they can give us or we can give to them. We are working from the same void, and in that void is emptiness. We cannot give something from an empty space, from a void. It is the opposite of mutual giving from both sides, because we both are looking for something to be given to us.
Okay, I think now that you've clarified this, it might affect the answers to the questions because I'm understanding them differently. So you asked, are you an anxious person? And that anticipation and reacting to someone's needs, I feel there's one particular person in my life who makes me get to that anxious level. As you were clarifying it, I recognize that there is something in me that still needs some work there. So I haven't noticed being anxious about it, maybe because it hasn't gotten to like levels, you know, to greater levels of anxiousness. But now that I think about it, there's been a lot of anticipating, then there's no communication, then I'm reacting to the whole situation. So yeah.
On a little bit lighter note, we could call this like walking on eggshells around this person.
Yes, it's an eggshell situation. That sounds better.
Maybe it is because you would really like to make a really good impression on this person, that in the end, it takes a lot of effort to predict the unpredictable, because how can you predict what the other person's reaction is going to be? So just let's work with a little scenario here. Let's say you have done something that you shouldn't have and behaved not so nicely with the other person. You will try to do the biggest gesture towards this other person in your attempt of trying to balance back to a good connection between the two of you. You will do an action that involves doing something good. And you will anticipate that in the other person, everything will be heard and everything will be okay between the two of you again. What happens if the other person is not there yet? She is still angry and not able to take your peace offering. The other person says it is not enough. You will be like, what? How long do you want to hold on to this pain? Instead of anticipating the other person's needs, you should be direct and say to the other person, look, what I've done was not right, and I'm trying to make up for it. I've done this as a peace offering. Please accept it. It is all about the right communication, where the other person has the right to say, I see what you did, and when I'm gonna be a little bit calmer, my head cools down, I think I am going to be able to appreciate this, but not at this moment. Oh, okay, I appreciate what you have done for me to try to balance out what happened, but I am not there yet. These are honest answers, and it creates space for the offended person to come back and say to you that what you are doing is not enough for me, or it is enough for me. The problem with anticipating and reacting to someone else's needs is that there is a lot of guessing.
Yes, definitely. So when you were talking about the need and the void, I found myself reflecting on how I have been doing like things for this particular relationship. So the need that I'm trying to anticipate is from me, because I don't know what this other person really needs. So I've gotten to the point where I'm like, this person has no appreciation. There's no way to satisfy them. So thank you for the insight, because now I know what's going on there with myself, at least.
You know, I only realize now that this is actually a very important point on the list. Even myself, I didn't give it as much importance as it deserves before now, that we are talking about it and opening it up. the importance of it lies in the way we prioritize our lives according to our voice that push us to try to fulfill them. To find out about our core emotional needs, we have to ask ourselves, what is important to us? What are we looking for deep down when we get triggered by someone else's behavior? So, yeah, I'm afraid we have used up our allocated time for this episode, and we look into the core needs in the next one.
Thank you so much for those questions, Kinga, to just keep asking ourselves that what is our core need, you know, in every situation. Dear listener, this episode focused on the codependent behavior called anticipating and reacting to someone else's needs, which may be perceived accurately or not. And it happens to take two episodes to peel away the layers of this codependent behavior. And we hope as we were peeling the layers away, you were also peeling yours with us. And please do share your insights, comments, and questions. And we're looking forward to have you in the next episode as we continue with this codependent behavior.
If you feel like you are experiencing limiting patterns or relationship issues and would like to have an individual session, book a family constellation session with us on our website, www.unique.connected.com, or on our socials, Facebook or Instagram. Our handle on both platforms is @uniqueyetconnected.
Thank you once again for listening to our 37th episode. And another big thank you to Nick Mons from That Guy Productions for making us sound fabulous and on point so that we can reach the globe and have an amazing time. And also remember to catch up on our episodes.
Our 38th episode is in 2 weeks' time from now. Tune in on the 21st of January 2024 from 10 a.m. South African Standard Time. And remember, you can find our episode at any time that you feel like listening to them online on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts. You can also find them on Spotify. And more than ever in this new year, we are looking forward to hearing from you. Like our pages and engage with us on Facebook or Instagram at Unique Yet Connected. Unique spelled YOUNIQUE.
Stay unique, stay connected, and remember, you are one of a kind, and we can only create a really meaningful podcast together. Siyabulela khosonong kamaku. Till the next episode. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Personne. C'est bien.